This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday fighting was still raging in a key eastern frontline city that a Russian mercenary group earlier said it controlled, as Moscow announced a new military commander in Ukraine. Quote, the terror state and its propagandists are trying to pretend to have achieved some successes in Soledar, Zelensky said. But he said the fighting continues. Moscow and Kyiv have said the battle for Soledar has been long and brutal. If it falls to Moscow's forces, it would mark Russia's first significant territorial gain in Ukraine in months. Russia's top military officer has been put in charge of troops fighting in Ukraine on Wednesday. It's a move that appears to reflect the Kremlin's dissatisfaction with the current leadership and flaws in the military's performance. Russia's defense ministry said Wednesday the new commander of the unified group of forces in Ukraine is the chief of the general staff of the Russian armed forces. The previous commander is demoted to become deputy along with two other generals. Six people were stabbed in a Paris train station with the attacker shot by police. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
After arriving at the scene, France's interior minister said the suspect had attacked several people with a bladed weapon at around 6:43 a.m., adding the unnamed assailant was between life and death in hospital after being shot. Officials say several passengers and a border police officer were among the wounded. The officer had been stabbed in the back, but was saved by a bulletproof vest. Another one of the victims was seriously wounded in the shoulder blade and was taken for emergency treatment. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Peruvians in the southern region of Puno carried coffins through the streets on Wednesday of 17 civilians who died in the area earlier this week. The worst outbreak of violence the Andean country has seen in over 20 years. The country has been roiled by protests since the abrupt ouster of leftist President Pedro Castillo in early December, with a total of 40 people killed, almost half of them in one city on Monday, including a police officer. Hundreds of people in the city paid tribute to the dead by carrying coffins through the streets before their burial, along with photos of the faces of victims, flowers, Peruvian flags, and banners blaming the new government for the violence. The UN's top human rights official warns the U.S. government's new border enforcement measures risk undermining people's basic rights to seek asylum. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from Geneva.
UN High Commissioner for Human Rights Volker Turk says he fears the new border policy will undercut the basic foundations of human rights and refugee law to protect the lives of people fleeing for safety. Turk's spokeswoman, Ravina Shamdasani, tells VOA the High Commissioner is concerned the measures will lead to an increase in collective expulsions without having protection needs assessed individually. She adds that people who undertake these dangerous journeys are fleeing very difficult circumstances in their home countries. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of flight delays and cancellations rippled across the U.S. this morning after a computer outage led to a grounding order for all departing aircraft. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The FAA says the notices to air missions went down and had to be restored. The White House initially said there was no evidence of a cyber attack, but President Biden, before taking off, said,
"We don't know. Okay, we'll find out."
And directed an investigation. At Reagan Airport in D.C., Ryan Osaki was trying to figure out how to get to a work conference.
My flight was at 10. They grounded everything until 9. Then they delayed the original 10 o'clock, and now my connecting flight is still on time since it was after 12.
I'm Julie Walker.
Aides to U.S. President Joe Biden have discovered at least one more batch of classified documents in a location separate from a think tank office he used after serving as vice president, NBC News reported on Wednesday, citing an unnamed source. Biden aides have been searching for additional classified materials that might be in other locations after classified documents were found in November at the Washington-based think tank, according to NBC News. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. I'm Joe Ramsey.